Dean Hughes, are you sure you don't want to come back and inspect the dorm when Walter is here?
Jaleesa, relax. This is just a visit. And if I stumble across a violation, it's Walter's behind, not yours. By the way, nice catch.
Thank you. You know, since the dorm went co-ed, the men and the women have really been, you know, interacting. On a gender-neutral basis, of course.
That was incredible.
I've never created sparks like that before.
You want to try again?
Let me go grab some protection.
The next thing that you are going to grab is your trunk and a bus ticket home.
Jaleesa, we were just testing our chem project.
And what kind of protection do you need for that?
Lab goggles.
We run a very studious dorm.
Oh, Whitley, I'm so glad to see you.
Hello, Denise.
My dear, I love that ascot. You have the most incredible sense of style. And I know where you got it, from your mother. Marion and I were students here together, class of 1950, blah, 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 blah.
1960, baby. My mother's 3 years behind you.
So she is. Oh, Whitley, listen. I'm hosting another one of my freshman teas a week from Sunday. I usually invite two upperclassmen to spend the weekend to help me out and act as my co-host.
Oh, Dean Hughes, I'd be honored.
Oh, then I'll see you Saturday, okay?
It's a date.
Good.
Okay, Kim, what does this dress say to you? Sophisticated or continental?
Dry clean only. Whitley, you're going to be spending 2 days in Dean Hughes' kitchen. Why don't you just wear a pair of jeans?
Jeans? I want to dazzle the woman.
You want to dazzle someone you've never liked?
I just said she was a little eccentric.
I believe your exact words were, she's a Rastafarian wannabe activist kook.
Like I said, eccentric. Besides, that cook is the only one that can pick a graduating senior to be Hillman's ambassador abroad.
All that is a fancy name for a student recruiter. And you've been to Europe a million times.
But not without my mama. And not with a purpose. Besides, last year's ambassador was featured in Ebony magazine.
Yeah, in the back with the hair products.
Guess who's spending the weekend at Dean Hughes' house?
Whitley just told me.
How could she? The dean just invited me 2 seconds ago.
You.
Just think, throwing a tea blowout with Dean Hughes. Very cool.
Wonderful. Leave your beer mug at home. This will be an afternoon of refinement and elegance.
You're right. I should hem my good dress. Can I buy your scotch tape?
May I help you?
No thanks, I got it.
No, what you got is the wrong house, bro. Who are you?
Earl Ramney. I'm staying with Ron. You must be one of his friends.
Yeah, the friend that pays half his rent.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Ron mentioned something about a roommate.
He mentioned it.
Now I know that voice. Hillman Radio. You're Dwayne Wayne's time machine. I listen to your show every week.
Well, I receive fan letters, but never fan groceries, man.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You fellas owe me $32.50.
What?
You can pay me later. I know where you live.
Congratulations, Mr. Brand Muffin. You clogged the toilet again.
Hey, what's up, Earl?
Hey, what's up?
Earl tells me we have a house guest.
Well, only for one night. He's in my psych class, and he just needed a place to crash, and, you know, while they were painting his apartment.
Next time you have a house guest, use another house. We cannot afford $32.50 for groceries.
No, that reminds me. Earl, where's my change?
Your change?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Ron fronted me the cash. So, anybody in the mood for some of my famous veal marsala?
All right. As long as it doesn't have any bran in it.
Oh, I love this house. The way you mixed all these antiques with all this modern stuff. It's so eclectic. Brady, please, if you don't stop gushing, we'll have to call Exxon to clean up the spill.
You take a particular liking to this room because for the next 2 days, this kitchen is your home.
Chagall. He is the most upbeat artist of the Nice School. It's a lovely poster.
Actually, it's an original lithograph.
That it is.
I know it belongs in the living room, but after I read the morning paper, I need to look at something uplifting.
Of course. Freddie, have you ever been to the Chagall Museum on the French Riviera?
No, I'd never left the Southwest until I came to Hillman.
Well, get a passport and go, girl. That museum is going to be my very first stop when I go back there this summer. Unless, of course, I get to Europe before then.
Put this bowl on the table. Now, ladies, it's time to create our own works of art. We'll start the tee off with baby quiche, duck salad, salmon mousse with endive, and we'll save our big guns for dessert. Petit four.
My, my. Won't our guests be impressed?
What are we going to serve for beverages?
Freddie, it's a tea.
Right.
Ron! We've been robbed! And it must be a sick thief he took all my boxer shorts.
Boxers with the bed sheets.
Is he great? This guy could give laundry lessons to my mama.
Hey, man, next time don't use that fabric softener. I hate it when my drawers smell daisy fresh. Did our couch give birth to a chair?
Oh, it's mine.
Yours?
You're welcome to sit in it.
What a guy.
Would I be welcome to ask what it's doing here?
Of course. See, the painters left my apartment windows open, and then it rained, which means that the carpet had to be pulled up, which means the furniture had to be moved out.
Which means we have a new roommate.
Temporarily.
Earl, we're in day 9 of temporary.
I better get the rest of those bed sheets. Oh, yeah. Laundry doesn't do itself. By the way, I need some quarters.
All I have is a 20.
Oh, cool. I'll make change.
Ron, this is getting way out of hand.
DW, stop. Smell the waffle.
Is that blueberry waffles with real blueberries?
Don't pick. Earl doesn't like it when you pick.
Enter!
Oh, Mr. Gang, have a little chocolate cappuccino.
No, this isn't a social call. Somebody complained about a busted toilet.
Yeah, it's been leaking for 3 days.
Now, you see, I wouldn't have to keep fixing that thing if I had tenants that knew how to flush. See, now, you got to treat a toilet like the precision instrument that it is.
Excuse me, hi. Oh, if you hear about the toilet, don't bother. I fixed it this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I just had to snake the pipe and rechain the float. It's working fine.
Yeah, well, say, are you any good with dishwashers? The one next door sounds like Louis Armstrong with a cold.
Well, let me start this load of wash. I'll be right there.
Yeah, all right. See, now I like that fella.
You like him?
Yeah, he seems real nice. And handy, too.
Oh, I'm sorry about the quiches. I'll get you another pan.
Oh, not to worry. I'm sure the next batch will turn out just fine.
Where should I dump this pan?
Put it in the recycling bins under the sink.
You recycle?
Of course. And I was very pleased when you started the recycling program on campus.
I, too, have done my share to preserve the environment. All of my checks are written on recycled paper.
Every little bit counts.
Well, with the amount of checks I write, it's no little bit.
Which is exactly the focus of my article on the obligation of the individual in a free society.
The one in the New Republic, I read that. Mm-hmm.
Your article, you know, it got me thinking about how I could end world hunger. I'm organizing this fastathon, and I thought maybe...
Excuse me.
You could be a sponsor or maybe even a faster.
I'll do both.
Yeah. I, too, would love to join the ranks of the fasters.
It's not what you said yesterday.
You caught me at a bad time. I was hungry.
I will get that sign-up sheet.
Isn't she precious? J'adore cette petite.
Quelle joie de vivre là.
Tu parles français?
Mais oui, child.
Oh, la la. Well, Dane Hughes, continental woman, a continental woman. I have more than just a passing interest in representing Hillman and its recruitment for foreign students.
You do?
And I don't mean to blow my own French horn, so to speak. But I do think, with my background, good taste, and sophistication, I'd be ideal to represent Hillman as its ambassador abroad.
Oh, do you?
And I have a feeling that you think so, too.
Whitley, this is not a pleasure trip or an ego trip. I'm looking for someone who is well-rounded, dedicated, passionate. Someone who's taken full advantage of the Hillman experience. And I just don't see that in you yet.
I say. I guess I just have to make it to the Chagall Museum on my own dime. Why don't I dedicate myself to freshening up a little bit? Excuse me.
Where are you going?
Not to Europe, that's for sure.
You're leaving?
Oh, please, and act like you'll miss me. Now you have plenty of room for your kiss-up-a-thon.
Kiss-up-a-thon?
Oh, Dean Heese, I love your house. Oh, Dean Heese, I love that article. Oh, Dean Heese, I love your trash and all your trash bins.
Whitley, some of us happen to care about the fate of this planet.
There's no audience here for your innocent bumbler act. I'm sorry I banged into you. I was on my way to save the planet from people like Whitley.
Oh, I know what's bothering you. You're jealous. Because the Dean and I are really starting to connect.
Oh, please. The only connection you ever had with Dean Hughes was when you tripped and goosed her with that salad fork.
Accidents happen.
Especially when you're around.
The Dean appreciates my commitment to the environment.
The Dean has been patronizing you since you walked through that door.
Whitley! Where are you going?
The pettifers are frosted and the salmon is moosed. And there's very little for someone with my shallow qualifications to contribute.
Whitley, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, but I had to be honest with you.
No. No, you are absolutely right. 3.5 years at Hillman, and I haven't learned one thing.
I didn't say that.
It's true. I'm an art history major. I can't tell the difference between a cheap poster and an original lithograph.
Oh, so is that what you want to do? You want to work in the art field when you graduate?
No. Well, I don't know. But the point is, when I first came to Hillman, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. Marriage, the day after graduation. And my art history degree was going to help me so I could choose just the right picture to put over my sofa. And now that doesn't seem to be the answer anymore.
Well, at least you know what you don't want to do. Now that's a start.
No. I had a goal before Dean Hughes. Now I'm gonna end up an old spinster with a deaf poodle and a chain of charm schools.
I don't think so.
You know, I'm not like Freddy. I don't weep over the ozone layer. I don't spend my nights plotting rescue missions for baby seals.
Well, neither do I, and neither do most people. And don't compare yourself with Freddy. She's a mess, too.
She's even more of a mess now. I was a little mean to her.
Why?
She gets on my nerves. Always so gung-ho. So free. I mean, she's not afraid to make a complete fool of herself.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever grabbed a backpack and driven across country?
Whatever for?
Gone skinny dipping at midnight. Walking barefoot in the rain. Have you ever worn blue jeans to class?
I did think of doing that once.
Girl, are you 20 or 80? Loosen up. Have some fun. I'm sure you'll discover a world of things you'd like to do.
Well, there is one thing that I'd like to do.
What?
Eat one of those petit fours.
Girl, there's hope for you.
Dean Hughes, I'm sorry, and I'm leaving.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I don't belong here. I burned your keys, I littered up your campus. So,
If you just sign my pledge sheet, I'm gone.
No. I thought bringing you two together would help you discover your strengths. Instead, I'm the MC at a pity party.
You're right. I have too much self-pity.
And I have a big mouth.
Have a seat. And have a petit four. I can cook.
Oh, Walter, we should have whooped those dudes. We had the height, we had the speed.
Yeah, but we had you.
Whoa, look at this place, man. The roaches must got tired of the filth and called the health department.
Stop bouncing that ball. Earl just vacuumed.
Earl?
Our house guest from heaven.
Earl Radney?
You know him?
Don't tell me you fell for the Galloping Gourmet.
What do you mean fell for?
Oh, man, he's the mooch master general of Hillman College. Since he's flucked out, man, he's put the bite on two dorms and three frat houses.
Ron? Nah, must be a different Earl Radney. The one I know is in my psych class.
No, he's not in the class. He sits in the room. That's how he finds his victims.
That's us, Ron. We are not victims.
Oh, wait till you see it next long distance phone bill. It'll read like the roll call at United Nations. But by that time, he'll be freaking seeing some other fools.
People sure look weird in 1950s.
I know. Look at me. Oh.
You look wonderful. What happened to
you? Honey, do you know how many cans of hairspray it took to hold up that beehive? And don't you tell anybody, but my dew caused that hole in the ozone layer.
Look what I found. A 34.
Give it to me. It's my house.
No.
It's my house.
We'll divide by three.
I'll carve. Ooh, that song takes me back. 1964, Eddie Garvin. My girlfriend hated him, but they never kissed him. My God.
Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my God. I'm staking to my God.
You could sneak in while we were out and get your stuff, huh?
Hey, I wasn't sneaking anywhere.
Oh, you got that right. Run down, check the mail for the phone bill.
It's Sunday.
Then we'll wait.
Yeah. And you know, there's a not-so-small issue about the money you owe us for your share of the food.
Guys, I'm just moving down to my new apartment.
Oh, yeah, and who's your new sucker du jour, huh?
Yeah, come on, Earl. We don't have all day.
Oh, my goodness.
You got a problem? Talk to your building's new live-in superintendent.
Him?
He really knows his way around a toilet.
Now don't just stand there. Come and help the boy move.
And Earl, I bet you could teach these fellas a thing or two about manners.
Yes, sir.
From now on, no more house guests.
Yeah, even the roaches go home at night.
Oh, hi, Freddy.
Hi. Have you had breakfast yet?
No. I'll be down in a minute.
Great.